From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today in Congress, the spotlight fell on big rate hikes in health care premiums. A House panel grilled the top executive from the parent firm of California's Anthem Blue Cross. The company has scheduled increases as high as 39% for its individual policyholders. The grilling comes the day before congressional Republicans and Democrats join President Obama for his much-anticipated health care summit. And Democrats called the Anthem increases a powerful reason to enact their stalled health care overhaul. NPR's David Wellner reports.
With Toyota's top executive testifying today elsewhere on Capitol Hill, you might think it was bad timing for House Democrats to hold a simultaneous hearing on Anthem Blue Cross's double-digit rate hikes. But that did not seem to bother Bart Stupak, the Michigan Democrat who chairs the Energy and Commerce Committee's Oversight and Investigations Panel.
This hearing could not come at a better time. It provides a frightful reminder that unless Congress and the administration acts, Americans across the country will continue to experience large premium increases and will be priced out of the market.
At the witness table sat three Anthem Blue Cross policyholders who got letters telling them their premiums were going up. Los Angeles self-employed writer Jeremy Arnold said his rates rose 26% last year and will go up another 38% on May 1st.
My premiums are poised to rise to a level that is a whopping 74% higher than barely over a year ago. This is outrageous. My benefits have not improved in any way.
Interior design consultant Julie Henriksen of Westchester, California, said the health insurance she has for herself and her two boys will go up by 28% and cost close to what she pays for her mortgage.
Not to make light of the situation, but if I were to send out a letter today in my industry stating that I was raising my hourly consultant rate by almost 30%, I would not be working.
That rate hike was unapologetically defended, though, by Angela Braly. She's the president and CEO of WellPoint. It's the parent firm of Anthem Blue Cross. Braly told lawmakers her company is not to blame for rising health care costs.
The increases we're seeing in California are due to factors that we've been sounding the alarm about for years. The rise in health care costs and healthy people opting out of the system when other issues arise, such as the tough economic times we're experiencing today.
That came as a bit of a surprise for the lone Republican who questioned Braly, Michael Burgess of Texas.
You had to know this was going to be trouble. I mean, a 39% rate increase in this climate. You know what we've been doing up here the last year. You know what's happening down the White House tomorrow. You knew this was going to be trouble.
And Illinois Democrat Jan Schakowsky reminded Braly that in 2008, 39 WellPoint executives were paid more than $1 million.
How much money do you make?
My salary is $1.1 million. I received stock compensation with a value of $8.5 million and last year an annual incentive payment of $73,000.
Well, of course, it makes sense then that you would need a big rate increase.
For Democrats, the hearing was a chance to tout their health care plan as a solution to soaring costs. Here's California's Henry Waxman.
We've got to standardize insurance and make sure that people have access to it. That's what President Obama's been trying to do. We're going to go to a summit tomorrow that the president has called for the Democrats and Republicans. I hope we can work on this on a bipartisan basis. This shouldn't be a Democratic or Republican issue.
Perhaps it shouldn't, but nothing polarizes the two parties more than overhauling health care. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.